Hey, I overheard you talking about going to that concert. I didn't think you liked them enough to literally go to hell and back to see them. Yeah, I guess they don't tour outside hell very often, so you're gonna have to, huh? Well, I'm going to the same concert, and I was actually wondering if you want a carpool or something. You pay for gas? I'll drive. Nah, don't worry. It's cool. It is my hometown after all. Oh, come on. It's not like you're going with anyone else, right? You're practically begging him to go with you. Oh, I know you weren't literally begging him, but it was pretty obvious you didn't want to go alone. Ah, the shy little girl needs a demon mommy to keep her safe in hell. Relax, I'm just fucking with you. You obviously haven't been there before, so I don't mind being your emotional support demon. Besides, cities in hell aren't really any different from cities on Earth anyway, so. And then again, you would be a lot safer if I put a nice little brand on you. Surely nobody would mess with you with me as your owner, right? Oh, did you just shiver at the thought of that? Am I making you excited or nervous? It's okay, sweetie. I don't bite too hard. Sorry. I can't help myself. Seeing you get flustered makes me want to bully you a little bit. Ever since your first day working here, I've always wanted to make you melt like putty in my hands. Nobody else wanted to train you, so I volunteered, and you followed me around like a lost puppy the whole time. Oh, it was too adorable. All you needed was a cute little collar and leash, and I could really train you. Hey, you okay? I'm not getting too carried away, am I? Don't shake your head too fast. I wouldn't want you to break that pretty little neck of yours. God. I was pretty sure you had a thing for me. Glad I wasn't mistaken, or this would be pretty awkward, huh? You might have messed up by letting me know that, though. I get very attached to my playthings. You smell good today. So, I don't care you were running late for work and didn't have time to use body wash. You smell good every day. Whether it's that soap I picked out for you or your natural smell. I can't get enough of you. I guess in hindsight, that should have been a pretty clear hint you were into me. My good girl wouldn't have come to work the next day smelling of the exact soap I suggested if she didn't want my attention, right? Was a nice big shiver. It is so cute the way you gasp and press your body into mine when I tease you. Such a needy girl. It's okay. You can be needy with me. Mommy will give you all the attention you want. It's only fair with the attention you give me. But you do. I see the way you admire me and get ashamed when you realize you've been looking a little too long. But it's okay. I like when you look at me like that. Relax. Nobody's gonna come through that door. It's snow today. And besides, you're the only one that uses break room. The caffeine fiends prefer the other one since it has the coffee machine. Now get over here. Oh, whoops. Oh, but I didn't push too hard. but could you imagine if they did? Oh, man. What would they think seeing you pinned under me like this? They'd probably be surprised to find out this quiet, polite girl they work with is a naughty slut. Oh, my reputation be ruined. Nobody would ever marry a girl like you. Come on, look at me. Are you really gonna make me grab your face and voice and look at me? Fine, I don't mind. There, look only at me. I want your full attention. When you look at me like this, I can practically feel every lewd thought dancing around behind those innocent eyes of yours. Now, be a sweetheart and open your mouth. Oh, good girl. Get ready for your reward. Say ah. That's a sweetheart. Take mommy's love. Damn, girl. I didn't think you'd really do it. If I couldn't feel how excited you were getting, I'd be worried, just too scared to tell me to stop. Did you just whimper? No, I'm not making fun of you. That's adorable. I want to make you do it more. I want to make you squirm, whimper, and moan. There you go. Whimper and beg for mommy. Makes me so happy. And you want to make mommy happy, don't you? Hey, you can touch me now. You don't have to be so stiff around me. Well, in that way anyway, you must be dying to feel my tits and ass how often you look at them. Not to mention how often I catch you still a glance at my horns and tail. Oh, you'd love to feel my tail wrapped around your dick, slowly stroking it while I make out with you. Wouldn't you? Such a good girl. Grope me just like that. Don't be shy. Be as greedy as you want. I want to feel your hands all over me. No, don't apologize. You can touch me there too. In fact, let me help you with that. Do you like feeling how excited you've made me? I can't take it anymore. Be a good girl and take it out for me. Oh, come on, come on. There we go. Oh, good girl. So good for me. Ooh, fuck me. You're already so messy down here. You're drooling so much pre-cum because of me. All because of me. To get it out of me, can you? Then how about this? Do you like it when I tease you up against me like that? When I just barely push a tip in and let it slide back out? If you really want it, show me. I'll guide you in. But if you want more, you'll have to. Oh, there you go. Just like that. Such a vulgar cock for a polite, well-behaved girl like you. I can feel it twitching when I sway my hips this way and that way. And when I take it all in, can you feel how tight my pussy is hugging your cock? Almost as tight as you're holding on to me. Such a good girl. So honest with me. And that melting expression, the cute noises you make, and how you buck your hips while I ride you. And the way your cock throbs when I call you a good girl and whisper in your ear. Every part of you is begging for more of mommy's praise. Oh, you're my pet, right? I want to hear you say it. Tell me you're all mine. Oh, good girl. You deserve to be loved. I promise you'll be safe and loved with me. Ugh, mommy will never try to hurt you in any way. It's hard to hear you when you're mumbling with your face buried in my tits like that. Be a good girl and speak clearly. That's exactly what I want to hear. Good girl. You deserve a big reward. Just let me lock my legs around your waist. Just like this. There. Do you like mounting me in a mating press? Your cock sure looks eager to bury itself back inside of me. Go ahead. Don't keep me waiting. That's right. Show mommy what a horny, needy girl you are. Pin me down and breed me. I want to hear you grunt and feel your breath on my neck while you thrust into me like a brute. I bet you want to make me have your babies, huh? Then go ahead. I want to feel your cock pulse as you release wave after wave of your thick, hot cum inside of me. I'm all yours, as long as you're all mine. I love you so much. What are you? I'm that excited you didn't act. Did you like my tone of I love you? Yeah. Fuck me deeper with that dick. For someone so innocent looking, your dick sure is good. Yeah. The way it stretches me out. The way it scrapes my insides. I didn't expect you to know how to use your dick this well. Stretch me out with that hard cup of yours. And that's not all you got, right? I bet you got a lot more for me. Don't hold back on me then. I can take it rough from you. Come on. Give me everything you got. I want all of it. Feels so good. Fuck me. I love you so much. Fuck it, everything you've got. Fuck me like you're trying to be pregnant. God. Yeah, fuck mommy's tight pussy. Fuck me like this though tomorrow. Fuck me. Fuck. This dick is too good. Why is your cock so fucking good? Fuck, this feels so good. Fuck. I can get addicted to this cock. It feels so good inside of me. Fuck me. Yes. Yes. Have you away with me? Turn my pussy into a sticky, dripping mess. Please, I've wanted this for so long. Keep going. I'm so close. So close. Come here. So good. You're still throbbing. Did you really have that much for me? I'm flattered. No, you don't get to get away with that easily. My legs are wrapped around you so tight just because you liked it. I need to make sure that I milk every last drop out of you. Here, rest your head on my chest and take a breather. You worked so hard for mommy. You're such a good girl. Still for a moment. Yeah. I guess I could have warned you it might sting a little bit. What did I just do? Nothing for you to worry your pretty little head about. You just marked me as yours with that thick load of cum. So I figured I'd return the favor and give you, well, a little bit of a hickey that may or may not also be a branding. Relax, it's not permanent. Think of it more as a promise of sorts. As my shift is over, I'm gonna go home, and you are gonna come to my place when you get off work. No ifs, ands, or buts. That little mark on your neck will be a reminder, alright? Hey, don't worry. Like I said, it's not permanent. I'd say it'll probably be gone by, when we get back from the concert. It doesn't actually do anything anyway. I just thought it'd be fun to tease. If that's not the problem, then why are you? That is what you're thinking about right now? You pervert. Fine. And then I'll spread my legs nice and wide so you can see the results of your hard work. Are you proud of the mess you made? Do I look good with your thick, sticky cum dripping out of my pussy? Are you happy now? It's kind of embarrassing when you stare at it like that. Take a picture. It'll last longer. I didn't mean lit. Look, it's a figure of speech. Oh, hell. The glint in your eyes when I said that. Seeing how excited you got. Now I kind of want you to. Fine. You can have a nice little keepsake to remember today with. But you better send the photo to me so I can have it too. There. Now can I put my pants back on? I know I said nobody uses break room, but if you're missing for long enough, they might come looking for you. And obviously, the first place they're gonna check is the break room that you like to use. Relax. It's not like I care if they know we're a thing. I'm more concerned about us getting fired for fucking on company time. That's what you should be concerned about, rather than the embarrassment of us getting caught in the act. Now that I think they'd actually report us to management, they don't seem like snitches. Alright, you get out of here and get back to work until your shift is over. Remember, my house, after work. I know you still remember the address. I am going to toy with you all night. I haven't had nearly enough yet.